absolutely marvelous.
The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
Camo, weather in Nashville currently is what?
It's a little gray, but it's 64 degrees today, so that's pretty cool. But we get back down to normal for the next week with kind of highs in the 40s, the lows in the 20s. So.
He is, of course, referring to Fahrenheit as opposed to the proper centigrade scale. It's all right. He's never claimed to be European. He's Canadian, naturalized American. That's the way he is. You have actually...
No longer a Canadian. No, really?
You haven't got your nationality?
No. Well. I didn't want it. I'm an American. Nothing slash or hyphenated here. American.
Well, there you have it. Another shocking admission by Camo. In case you're wondering, where is Tessa Snott? She just decided she couldn't be bothered anymore. No, she's actually doing some clear sort of examining stuff, etc., and promises she'll be back for Sound and Country Vision next week, which should be quite interesting because we have an Origins of Modern Britain seminar immediately before going into a Sound and Country Vision recording and a Midweek Drive scenario. It's quite astounding. However, you have selected a kind of optional choice here for your first choice of music. Somebody who is effectively saying, you can if you want to, you don't if you have to. It's entirely up to you. It's whatever. Camo, share with us, because I know after last week, session, Kaylee is particularly keen to find out what will her musical tune be. Holly is so enhanced with the whole thing that when given the opportunity of offering a reprise of your tune last week to Ian Lennox on a Thursday morning, she said no, go to another source entirely. It's all right, Holly, I'm name and shame on this particular basis. And actually you did like it. She was torn between the whole things. It's Martina's first show of 2017, and of course Natasha is just ready for more good country material. So share with us, why have you gone for a chap whose brother Patrick has just signed a full-time contract for Middlesbrough Football Club? No relation whatsoever. Carry on, please.
I'm completely lost.
Bamboozled. Now. That was the intention, Camo. I know you can rescue it, so go for it, my boy.
This guy really epitomizes what an international country music artist is all about. He was born in Australia. Then he was raised in Canada, and he just recently moved down here to Nashville. His name is Gord Bamford, and he's won himself just a truckload of Canadian country music awards. He's been with Sony Music in Canada for a number of years, and he just signed an Australian deal with ABC Universal down there, which is really good. He's been kind of a songwriting fixture here in Nashville for a number of years. I've known him for a bunch of years. I really like him. He's a cool guy. Does a lot of stuff for charity. And he's got a brand new album out. The album is called Tin Roof, and this is the latest single from it. His name is Gord Bamford, and this is Fall in Love If You Want To on Siren FM.
Leaning on the windshield of this car, sipping wine and waiting on the stars. Won't be long until it's dark. I can see the colors of the sky reflecting in your eyes. It's gonna be a perfect night. Get as close as you want. It's up to you what happens next. Let your lips say anything they want to say. Let the heat of this moment
Before we actually go into a deconstruction of the video, which I know you're going to appreciate, Camo, because it is radio after all, let's find out what people made of the audio notion of Fall in Love If You Want To by Gord Bamford. And let's start with Holly McGrattan.
I liked it. I thought it was a nice, relaxing song for the time.
Kaylee Umphraville.
Oh, I think I fell in love.
She made that choice. She was sort of good. Excellent. Natasha Armstrong.
Yeah, you've done it again, Camo. It's another big thumbs up from me.
You've done it again, Camo. Wait. It's the title of his autobiography, written in all sorts of wonderful ways. And Martina Vieca.
It was such a lovely, nice, soft voice. I loved it.
So all good there, Camo. But then we get into the nitty-gritty of the video. Number one, you've already said you don't like to have hyphenated, and yet on his website, Gord Bamford says Australian-Canadian, Canadian-Australian. So he is happy to be hyphenated. Secondly, is he wearing a black hat? Is he wearing a white hat? This could be critical in terms of where we see the people going for the fandom of Gord Bamford. Is he white hat man? Is he black hat man? Is he away from such stereotypes, and should he actually be having a rainbow-coloured hat?
I don't think you'll find a rainbow-colored hat in his closet. Pretty sure of that. But he's great being, he is Australian-Canadian, and he's making it work on both continents. But for myself, I am an American.
That's
okay. Nothing hyphenated. I'm a proud American.
I know. America first, second, and always American.
Right.
So I'm amazed we can still keep these links going. Hopefully the special relationship will be maintained when Teresa treks over to do various other things later on to this week. The final little item we actually had, they have a car in the video. Now, I appreciate you're not necessarily involved, but you are regularly in the series Nashville, Camo. So let's be honest, you know something about the cinematic scenario. Shouldn't they have had horses?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Well, let's put the whole thing through into its own perspective. And it's Gord Bamford and, the Natasha, should we, having now deconstructed the video, should we ask Camo to get on the case and invite Gord Bamford onto the programme?
I think so. I think he must have a pretty interesting story to tell, and he's certainly got a good voice, so why not?
All right, I'll work on that. By the way, I did an interview with Gord for National Access Pie Wagon Sessions, so you can check that out over on our YouTube channel, the Nashville Access YouTube channel, and just click on the Gord Bamford interview.
It would be even more wonderful, but did you ask him, black hat, white hat, which one would you go for? Could actually supplement those last two questions on the Midrake Drive. Could, but maybe not. Because Kaylee remembers perfectly, instant recollection, what those last two questions are, because all Essex girls have that instant recollection of what they were all about. So come on, Kaylee, share. The last two questions for Camo are...
Have you had a good night tonight?
Nice. So what she did there, straight in. No, have you had a good
there
night tonight? Classic Essex girl scenario.
There we go. Yes.
Nice.
I have.
And
will you be joining us next time?
Well, I'll be back next week.
Yay. Awesome.
Cue the fashion police.
I once met a man with a sense of adventure. He was dressed to thrill wherever he went. He said, let's make love on the mountain. Stars on a big hard rock. I said, in these shoes, I don't think so. I said, honey, let's do it here. So I'm sitting at a bar in Guadalajara. In walks a guy with a faraway look in his eyes. He said, I've got a powerful horse outside. Climb on the back, I'll take you for a ride. I know a little place we can get there for the break of day. I said, in these shoes, no way, Jose. I said, honey, let's stay right here.
Un scandalo!
Notes from a very small island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the midweek drive.
In these shoes. In these shoes, Anna Lewis. Are you into shoes at all, or is it a case of, no, I'm in Jersey, we don't bother with such things as coverings for feet?
Do you know, it's one of my addictions, to be honest. Shoes and handbags. If somebody actually looked at my collection, they'd think I was a collector of, like, Imelda Marcos. So, yes. That's something about shoes, yes.
Well, we thought it was important that we featured a little bit of the late, great Kirsty McCall there to introduce you this week, because after last week's sensational session when you introduced both Kayleigh Umfraville and Holly McGrattan to the joys of the cabbage stick in Jersey, check out the podcast, Natasha, that's all I can say. It's cabbage sticks in Jersey, very important. Could be exported to Poland in the very near future, Martina, if you, yeah, could be a possibility for that. What delights have you brought for us today?
From Jersey.
Yes.
What delights. Well, we're freezing here. I'm sure Lincoln's worse.
It's always worse in Lincoln, let's face it, you know.
Yeah, they're not very well prepared. I know in England you have those, like, gritters that go out on the roads. Well, Jersey people haven't evolved to the stage where they actually really realise that they need to grit the pavements as well as the roads. You end up with people literally sliding all over the place.
It's great for comedy delivery, but not so good for the health service, obviously.
Yeah.
In Poland, Martina, in Szczecin, I mean, I realise that you migrated over to the joys of Bury St Edmunds. I mean, parents shocked and surprised to actually find that, you know, when we have a little bit of frost, suddenly it's like code red, emergency. Or is it a case of no, in Szczecin, we're always very warm.
Crazy, isn't it? We get loads of snow. I went to Poland the other week and oh my god, I was so happy. Snow. I have not seen so much snow in ages.
Yeah. So you see, there's it may well be worse in Lincoln, but it could be even more challenging in Poland. It depends on your perspective. That's the important thing. Who knows what's going to happen post-Brexit? But anyway, we'll find some sort of agreement there. As long as we don't sort of claim that Gdansk is part of the German border, in which case we'll start it all off again. Not good at all. We're talking about Holly and ever making it to Jersey. I mean, Brighton to Jersey, it's not a huge distance. I mean, it's significant. I wouldn't want to swim there. But, you know, Jersey on your radar in terms of place you might check out?
Yeah, I think so. A little bit of a British island hopping. Is it? Yeah.
Would it be an island hopper from Brighton to Jersey, Anna? I mean, is that a viable sort of connection, or would you say no? If I was going to come to Jersey, I would not start from Brighton at all.
We've only got one ferry company, and that goes from Poole, I think. And it's a dreadful crossing. If you do come to Jersey, I would highly recommend that you come by plane, because the plane journey is short. It's under an hour. The boat can take up to 4.5 hours if you're lucky.
Which is why I said don't swim it, really.
The boats are not good. You need Jedi strength to open the doors, and it's a dreadful crossing. I wouldn't recommend it if you're not a good person on a boat, put it that way.
Are you a nautical soul, Hannah? Holly, is it?
I think it gets me takes me a couple of hours to get over any sickness, but short and sweet.
So you might have actually had the technical yawn whilst you're on the journey over there, and then sort of you were fine by the time you got there, really. Kayleigh, is this something which, you know, when you're on the phone this evening to your citizens of Essex and you'll say, yeah, I think we should actually migrate to Jersey, would it float your boat at all, Jersey?
Yeah, 100%, if it's warmer.
If it's warmer.
Marginally. I mean, yeah, it's supposed to be because it's south of England. But you know what? I mean, the only difference is there's a few palm trees with a sprinkling of frost. But, I mean, more than that, no. There's not a great deal in it, the weather-wise. Not really.
And your sort of suggestion of wanting to leave Jersey, I mean, was that leaving Jersey in its entirety? I mean, I still can't believe you're serious in that. I mean, where would you go?
Well, the world is a big place, I think.
Stettin?
And Lincoln, I wouldn't rule Lincoln out, though. I've never been to Lincoln. It's one of the places on my list of places to visit before I snuff it. So, that's what you can call it. But all I know is where I've lived in the Old Kent Road in London, which was dire, and Folkestone, which is beautiful. If you get a chance to go to Folkestone, it is a lovely seaside. It's a bit of, what do they call it, you know, it's a bit of tired decadence in Folkestone, because a lot of the buildings are beautiful, but there's not enough money in the kitty to maintain them all.
Yes, but that's what being British is about, really, not having enough money in the kitty.
I know. It's a sad situation in Folkestone, because it really is beautiful. The buildings are gorgeous, and you can see it in the heyday when it was a sort of seaside resort, as indeed these sort of places were. It must have been a really jolly place to go. But
all
now
it needs
it's a bit
is
tired.
A lick of paint, Anna. Just a lick of paint. Yeah. A bit like Skegness. Yeah. Curiously, I actually have to ask that. Natasha, have you ever had the joy of Skegness?
Yes, I have. Mm. I like the seal sanctuary. That's amazing. Mm. Other than that, I wouldn't recommend it.
Right. Spoken as a true Nottinghamshire lass, basically. Well done. And have you managed to make Skegness as yet, Martina?
No.
Skegness, from point of view of...
I haven't been there.
And no touch of Skeggy for a day out, sort of day trip to take you away from the incessant pressure of your media production degree, Holly.
I have been Skegness. Well, my grandparents came up and it was a Sunday, so everything was closed. But it was
cute. A traditional and effective British tradition, effectively. Went to Skegness, it was closed. It's understandable. One of these days, Anna, you will fulfil that item on your bucket list of making it to Lincoln. Except possibly you'll end up in Nebraska as opposed to, you know, England. It's easily confused, so don't do it. That's the important thing. We're going to find out from Tara Bennett what she's been up to recently with respect to SFX magazine and more in her sensational little behind the scenes of a wonderful Kurt Russell movie. Plus, of course, we've also got Annette Andre with another wonderful audio missive from 2017. We've got Rachel Abbott joining us from the delights of the On Broadcast Studios. Now, folk might sort of say, Rachel Abbott, a bit like Natasha, I've heard that name somewhere before. I'm sure I've actually encountered the words of Rachel Abbott before, an on-broadcast producer, actually a graduate of the University of Westminster, among other things. Well, actually, it was Rachel who, of course, coined the inimitable phrase...
You're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren FM, guaranteed to keep you safe from giant lizards.
Which is critical, I think, in the 21st century that we live. You know, you can forget the political situation. It's the giant lizards you should be worried about. I say that, you know, in the best sort of pastoral sort of way, really. I think Holly's going to ask you those last two questions now. Go, Holly.
Well, have you enjoyed your time with us tonight?
I have indeed. Thank you so much.
And will you be joining us soon?
Oh, I'd very much like to. Thanks for the offer.
Yeah. I thought tonight was very good because you actually specified a time, because it could have been, you know, any sort of time, really. Sort of, you gave it a kind of temporal fix in a kind of Cartesian coordinate way. Anna Lewis will return. So as we celebrate Burns Night, aye, we timorous beastie, and of course the upcoming Chinese New Year, we have a little phrase here. He's not functioning all that well, but he's got a heart of gold, lots of courage, and he's excited about things. Are they describing the host of the Midweek Drive and their team? What do you think, Tara Bennett, in Los Angeles?
I think, yes, that is a dual application for you and your team and Mr. Jack Burton.
Yeah, exactly. You could actually see, if I was doing this show in my vest, a la Kurt Russell, in the classic Big Trouble in Little China way, that clearly would have actually identified that. And why am I referring to this? Because I've used one of those wonderful devices to get a completely electronic version of the awesome, and I use the term quite deliberately, awesome text, the latest text that you've actually produced, which, of course, is behind the scenes, Big Trouble in Little China, produced, of course, by your good self, Tara Bennett, the awesome, equally awesome, Paul Terry, and more, discussing the John Carpenter classic in a text which is the official making of Big Trouble in Little China, which is great. Although I have to say, much as I enjoy sort of looking through the thing on a mobile device, seeing this classic 80s movie and the sort of line that comes through within that, I thought, you know, sometimes I think that physicality, I might have to sort of look at the hard copy as well, because, you know, somehow some of those illustrations almost need to have that tangibility as opposed to the virtual world. What say you, Tara?
I would agree. It is a beautiful hardbound coffee table book that we did with Boom Studios, which they have worked with John Carpenter in the last 2 years making a sequel to Big Trouble in Little China in comic book form, and now they're doing a crossover with Escape from New York and Big Trouble in Little China. So they have this wonderful relationship with John Carpenter, and Paul Terry and I went in and pitched Fox to actually, we're a huge fan of the movie, when we knew the anniversary was coming up, which was last year, 30 years since the release of that movie, and Fox said yes. And then Fox said, go talk to Boom, because Boom already knows John Carpenter really well. And that began our odyssey last year of being able to do a deep dive into that that cult movie that, when it came out 30 years ago, was a flop by everybody's box office measures. But today is one of the most beloved films that John has made.
Precisely. Jack Burton, a tough-talking, wise-cracking truck driver whose humdrum life on the roads takes a sudden supernatural tailspin when his best friend's fiancée is kidnapped. Speeding to the rescue, Jack finds himself deep beneath San Francisco's Chinatown in a murky, creature-filled world filled by Lo Pan, a 2,000-year-old magician. What better way to celebrate the joys of Chinese-American relations, Sino-American relations, in these Donald Trump era days? It's just sensational. This is great. The script does have that breakneck feel. It was written longhand with a great personal energy. We have two wonderful media production studios in the studio, joining, of course, the delights of Natasha Armstrong and, from Stettin in Poland, ACE Level 1 journalism student Martina Wiejka. We also have Holly McCranton and Kaylee Umfraville. Kaylee, who actually has a mother who comes from Vermont. That's in America, I believe.
Yeah. You've got wonderful girl power with you today. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Yeah. Which is why I was particularly interested in the article in SFX featuring a good soul, of course, Tara Bennett, talking about Gotham with the headline, Out Come the Freaks. I'm thinking that's a bit harsh in terms of Gotham and various other sort of factors there. But the streets of Gotham are deadlier than ever. Tara Bennett talks Dark Knight, big city with the people shaping Bruce Wayne's destiny. It's always worth quoting from a Tara Bennett piece, so I'll do so now, with your permission, Tara. If you're trying to fight the good fight in Gotham City, it might be easier to just relocate to a new postcode. Strangely so apt, given the current American political situation. Just relocate to a new postcode, or zip code, if you're listening in America. Either one is true.
I might be heading your way if it goes very soon. So find an open place for me somewhere in Kansas.
Tara, the opening is always there with respect to our long-distance American friends. You're always welcome with respect to that. If you weren't, we'd obviously have to build a wall or some such thing. Work our way through that.
Oh, no. It's so depressing.
Anyway, in the studio, and again, great to see that in the latest edition of SFX magazine, heaps of good stuff, including, of course, the heartrending cover of Carrie Fisher, of course, the late, great Carrie Fisher, whose future now lies in computer-generated graphics, no doubt. She will, you know, she's really not dead, just as long as she can have a computer-generated version of herself developed. It's a different line there, but after we've seen a Rogue One, what's not to love in terms of Peter works his way through that whole process, and in fact, you know, that may well be a sense of immortality for all of us. Natasha, any questions that you've got for ace science fiction guru, writer, legendary biographer of such wonderful classic books as the behind-the-scenes artwork of the fabulous Ice Age series?
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool.
The amazing sort of lines of The Blacklist, which I'm enjoying so much, I even buy a second copy. It's just wonderful from that sort of point of view. Big Trouble in Little China, whole heap of other goodies from that point of view. And, of course, the contributor and editor for the West Coast, without which SFX magazine would just be a little bit more the worse for wear. I mean, Richard Edwards does his best, but fundamentally he needs you from that point of view. Any questions, Natasha?
Well, I would ask, considering it's particularly abysmal outside at the minute, and the TV, unfortunately, over here has not been particularly great at the minute, what would you recommend to our listener to brighten up the evening? Is there a particular recommendation you think they should watch?
Oh, goodness. Well, let's see. If you've got access to some streaming sites, I would say, well, there's some really good things coming up soon. There's a show called Colony that I actually really, really love that is, got Josh Holloway, who played Sawyer in Lost, and Sarah Wayne Callies, who was in The Walking Dead. And they just started their season two here, but I believe season one is streaming in England. And it's a really great show, kind of about it's using aliens that kind of invade the country with the way that the Nazis invaded France. And the resistance that happened and the occupation, it's really using metaphor, and it actually, frighteningly, again, does apply to what's going on nowadays around the world. But it's a really great show, and I'm really, really enjoying what they're doing with season two already so far with that. I was at a big television conference with reporters in January for about 2 weeks that showed us everything that was coming out for the year. And I also really loved Legion, which is coming out, which is basically a Marvel series. However, they're not doing a very strict interpretation of that comic book because it's really kind of obscure. But it actually stars Dan Stevens, who, of course, was Matthew in Downton Abbey, but it's a completely different role for him. And the show is done by Noah Hawley. And if anybody's watched Fargo, which is the TV adaptation of the Coen Brothers film, he's doing this. He's the writer for it and director, and it's pretty fabulous. If you're looking for superhero stuff that's completely different than anything that you've seen on Netflix or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the DC shows, you know, they can be dark, but this is almost like a Wes Anderson movie meets a Michael Gondry film. It's really big, nothing I've quite seen before, and that's coming out in a couple of weeks in America, and I believe is coming over to Britain as well. And that's really worth your time. And then there's also Hulu for us, which is an online streaming service, which is probably going to have, I think, Sky One with you guys, is doing The Handmaid's Tale with Elizabeth Moss, who is in Mad Men, and that is stellar as well. It's a really, really great show. It's heavy. Not exactly light fare, but I can definitely say, having watched the ones I recommended, that they are all worth watching every week. They're really great acting, great writing, and they're doing something different than some of the stuff that we're already seeing on TV right now.
That all sounds fabulous. I think that's my evening covered now.
She's
thank
always
you.
On the case. I hadn't realised that I hadn't liked Natasha. Oh, sorry, Natara rather, sitting in the Game of Thrones chair. So I've duly put that right, Tara, on your Facebook update.
Oh, because thank you.
In addition to that, and the fact that clearly we were a synchronised version of life coming across here, we said talking SFX, talking Big Trouble in Little China. We clearly felt that we needed to mention that, which we have duly done. But the most important, well, I say one of the equally important things is the fact that you are a keen fan of otters.
Yep, yep. Always and forever. And I can tell you that even in the darkest days, if you put up a picture of a baby otter, everybody's stress levels go down about 50%. So I highly recommend that any social media post when you're having a bad day.
Exactly. If in doubt, and Martina, you know, you're confused, she's like, I don't know anything about this science fiction stuff. It's, you know, I'm from Poland. What's happening with this sort of thing? We've got this whole notion of otters. Sort of works so wonderfully well.
You will always see, I guarantee, on my Twitter or my Facebook, something with an otter related to it, so that your awe factor for the day is completely covered by me.
Exactly.
So you're totally going to find some smiles for me.
The classic otter watch is there in full force. Just coming to the end personally of the delights of the second season of Man in the High Castle, which I'd also say is well worth accessing in terms of the thing for that. And in addition to that, we've also got Westworld, which I gather is coming up for a second season, but probably in 2018. So all great stuff there.
Yes, they're a long planning one on that one. They will be writing most of, at least half of this year, and then starting production towards the middle of the year. And obviously the production value on that show is pretty stellar, so They'll be shooting, giving themselves plenty of time to post produce, so that when they release the series, it'll be all in one go, which would be nice. They'll be moving along and working on that mythology, and that was a pretty exciting show to watch. We really enjoyed where that led, and I also really like Humans, and you guys got Humans season two before we did. We were just starting ours, but the two of them are a nice kind of bookend about this whole kind of exploration of what.
What does it mean to be human?
And what does it mean to be human? And I think both of them are handling it in a different way, but in an equally smart and reflective way. And I think those are two great shows to either binge Westworld, and definitely for us on this side of the pond, watch season two of Humans. I know you guys already had it, but I think those are two really great explorations of that topic.
And indeed, prior to the Christmas break, Natasha, you came along and actually saw Ex Machina.
Yes. Oh. I thought that was brilliant, actually. I thought that was really good.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
I love that. That was such a surprise when it came out. I was floored by how smart that movie was.
So you see, wonders of wonders. Just great stuff there. Ex Machina, if you're looking for that sort of consciousness. And whatever happened to the... Obviously, she's gone off to be Lara Croft Tomb Raider
in
an upcoming movie.
It's such a twist ending. You don't see it coming.
Exactly. Not quite as much of a twist as I Can See Dead People, but that's a different thing.
Well, that's, M. Night's he's on an upswing, too. Splice just came out with McAvoy here and made tons of money, which is fantastic, got great reviews, and I really enjoyed his last one, The Visit, too. That one's, I think, on streaming services now from a year ago, and it's nice to see that maybe the Blumhouse camp, who he's working with now, are honing his directorial and writing efforts.
Recognizing the pronunciation of the director I always have difficulty with, M. Night Shyamalan. It's very confusing. Talking Facebook for a few seconds before we hand over briefly to Holly and Kaylee, I see that two people have actually gone and liked your little statement which you put up a few seconds ago, Tara, saying, talking to ourselves, I'm in a few minutes to Siren FM for the first time in 2017, talking SFX magazine and maybe some Big Trouble in Little China. And the other person who's actually liked it, this could be crucial, is indeed Alfred Manarino. Now, I'm thinking here, Tara, should we actually add Alfred Manarino to the friend list, or should we just keep him as, well, it may well be that we have two mutual friends with Tara Bennett and Des Doyle, but, actually, we don't know him. We'll have to step aside from that sort of thing. Tara, no responsibility, but should we or shouldn't we? Do we add, or do we just sort of say, well, that's nice, we've mentioned Alfred Manarino at least twice on the programme, we'll just leave it there?
You should. He was a former student of mine, and he's now a young journalist, and he is awesome. I love him. He's a great kid, and I'm so excited for what he's doing with his career. And he's extraordinarily knowledgeable about current music, about current pop culture, and he's an awesome photographer. I've actually hired him. There you go. So he's, yes.
The friend request has been sent. It has indeed been sent on that basis. And the motto of the story is, always ensure that you're kind to your tutors, because they may be recommending you to be either liked or not liked on a social networking site.
Internationally.
Exactly. Holly, you're just about, you're halfway through your media production course. Any questions for the awesome Tara Bennett?
Oh boy.
No, that was Sam Beckett in Quantum Leap. Oh boy. Jump into various things in a swishy scenario.
What media classes are you taking?
I'm doing single cam and digital media, so it's animation and motion graphics.
That's exciting.
At the moment, for my third year, I've got to choose between the two. So, how should I make that decision?
Remember, Holly, the Buddhist maxim, where there is choice, there is misery.
Okay.
Just the Buddhist maxim, that's all.
Yes.
Here's what I recommend as a teacher. Do the one that you feel most passionate about, but keep the other, keep your skills up on, with everything as much as you can. Diversify, diversify, diversify.
Thank you very much.
And that's what makes Tara Bennett the quintessential quality academic and writer. Prolific writer extraordinaire and friend of Otter's worldwide. In fact, if the new administration was actually seeking a Secretary of State for Otters, Tara, you'd get my vote all the time. Unfortunately, I'm not American, so I have no influence whatsoever on what sort of people are actually being selected for the current sort of incumbent White House. I probably wouldn't want to. There we are.
I don't think you'd want to. I don't think I'd want to work for that administration, but I would protect my little otters as much as possible. So.
Yeah. Sometimes, of course, you have to work within to change. You know, you have to sort of, you know, deep cover. Deep cover. It's a different line, though. I did consider actually asking Martina to ask you the next two questions in Polish. It spreads the world.
So, I'm just going to confuse everyone.
I don't know how your Polish actually is at this particular present moment in time, Tara, but, you know, it's just different lights. New tea. But, Martina, you can use either language. You can either use Berys and Edmundese or Polish. Either of those two things. Go, please.
I think I will stay with British for the sake of everyone. So, have you enjoyed our telephonic link today?
Yes, I have. Thank you.
And will you be joining us soon?
Exactly. For the February Tara Bennett slot, which should be even more wonderful. Don't forget, Big Trouble in Little China is now available. I had quite a wait for that, it has to be said, Tara. I mean, there were a number of them. Is it coming through? Finally, it arrived, which is all good stuff.
Yeah.
So good news as far as that's concerned. And even more exciting, Big Trouble in Little China with Escape from New York. Starting 30 years since Ghostbusters, 30 years since Big Trouble in Little China. We're talking classic cult TV and film here.
In an endless stream of traffic, makes me wonder.